Hello and welcome to this special episode. Roni's Own Media and Roni'sOwn.com proudly present the Once Upon a Time fan podcast, Feedback and More episode. This is an unofficial podcast dedicated to the ABC TV show Once Upon a Time. Your hosts are Jeff and Colleen Roni from Orange County, California. Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And the address to our forum is forum.onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our blog web address is aclosereloukouat.ronizone.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626. Thank you for listening, connecting, and interacting with us.
Welcome, everyone, to another live episode of the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, one of your co-facilitators. My name is Jeff Roni. I'm joined by the wondrous, the lovely, the knitting,
Colleen Roni, the sickly.
So she's sounding a little better.
Yeah, I sound 100% better than I did yesterday, but I still sound pretty garbagey. So
yeah,
sorry. I have a nice little you'll love this apple cider flavored cough drop in my mouth right now to keep myself from coughing.
Okay. All right.
It's very tasty, by the way. So we hear a weird little clickety-clack. It's either my needles or my cough drop. I don't know, one of the two.
Yep. So, anyhow, at this point right now, we have 21 listeners.
Hey!
And there may be also other ones listening as well. So
that is true.
I want to send big love and big appreciation to everyone that's showing up live. I never take any of this for granted, and I appreciate the fact that you take your time to connect, chat a little bit, and listen in. So this really, this means a lot to us. And I also want to say a big love to any of the cast or crew of Once Upon a Time that's listening. Anything is possible. And so we just want to say thank you for being a part of the best show on TV. Mm-hmm. We appreciate your hard work. If you're a writer, if you're a producer, for all that creative energy, and if you're an actor, we appreciate that too. We know it's not easy, and we thank you for all the hard work and the hours and stuff, everything that you put into it. So
yes,
we love the show.
We do.
And I see Brenda and Torty Prism, and Brenda actually, she said she watched Lost.
She did indeed.
So that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new Lostian. That's
Lostian.
Great.
It's just a loss, you
know. Yes. And I also see Obi's girl.
Hello.
In the chat room. That is fantastic. So everyone who's in the chat room, hello there.
We do have other listeners who are not on the chat room right now.
Yep.
That I know for sure are listening. excuse me. And they will be joining chat when they are able to do so.
Okay.
From what I gather.
I would imagine the deputies will be showing up soon.
I would think so.
I am so proud of the deputies. You don't even know.
They've done a great job.
You have no idea.
The YouTube, if you haven't watched it, go watch it. It's very good. They did a great job.
Fantastic.
Really great job with that.
Fantastic.
And from what I understand, Mr. Dallas?
Yes.
Himself retweeted that or commented on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Well, our friend Mig, we love Mig so much.
We do.
He retweeted it. And Faustino, thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
He retweeted it as well.
Awesome.
And from what I understand, yes, Josh Dallas did respond and say it was great. Great job. So
that's fantastic.
We love the cast.
We do.
And it's so neat that we have the opportunity to kind of connect and say hello, and they say hello back. They're busy. They got a lot of things to do, but we appreciate it so much. So.
Yes, and we love the fact that they, you know, are so interactive with their fans.
Yeah.
We do love that.
Oh, Gabe also yes. did retweet it as yes. well. So we love Gabe and Lee, and we love them all.
We do.
Jeffrey, all of them.
And David.
Yep, David.
Who are we missing? Michael.
Michael. And we love Michael, too.
Team 7.
Absolutely. And Team 7's coming.
I know.
March 4th. Team 7. Which, that's what I'm understanding.
As Meg put it earlier, 8 more sleeps.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
and Dave from Michigan's in the chat room there.
Hey, Dave.
And Shannon is there. Hi, hey, hi. Hi, everybody. And let's see. Natasha's there. Hi.
Hey, Natasha.
And that's fantastic. So,
is Liz in there yet? Because I think she's listening and maybe isn't quite okay. in there yet, but...
So if you're listening and you're not in the chat room, just consider yourself welcomed.
Yes.
and thanked. We really appreciate it. Because I know that some people listen and do other things and
yes.
Maybe like clean or whatever, do something different. So that's totally
like,
cool.
Like me with my knitting.
yeah.
I'm trying to finish off this dishcloth.
But I wanted to talk just a little bit about... visions for this.
Okay.
This experiment, this journey that we're on. So this has really been an incredible thing. This actually started out as a blog. And it quickly grew into a podcast.
A single podcast.
A single podcast. And it has been kind of spreading out into little things here and there. And now video has kind of begun.
Yes.
And so it's going to be very interesting in the future. We have a announcement to make about something really big, a new section mm-hmm. of the site that is really something that if you've kind of really paid attention to kind of where things have been going, it's really something that is... necessary. I actually have been getting some emails and this, so it's just been kind of building over time. So this is really, it's cool. And, but like I said before, this is not just a podcast. It's not just a blog. It's a community, but also it's always going to be growing. So we'll see what needs to be done and added. And we've got a forum. I forgot the forum. The forum is fantastic. That's true. Trista does a great job over there.
She does indeed.
I can't even begin to thank her fully for what she does. And she wrote us an email, so we'll be reading that a little later on as well. So there is so much to do.
Yes.
And you know, and that's the thing is this whole community, this group, this podcast, this blog is always going to be growing. It's almost like it's a community unto itself on Twitter. It's yeah. a community unto itself on Facebook, mm-hmm. and it's all kind of their own little things. It's so neat to read the blog comments, and Manny is my man. Manny's always in there cheering somebody on, saying hello. Marlene's over there. Mm-hmm. There's so many really cool folks
mm-hmm.
that welcome new people. And they do stuff that I wish I had time to do. And I'm so, so appreciative of that. Because we got some blog comments this week from yeah. folks I've never heard of. I've never heard from before.
Right, right.
So.
No, that's awesome. It's awesome. When you know, we love hearing from, you know, our regular listeners. But we also love hearing from newbies as well. Because, you know, it gives us an idea of just how much this is out there. And how much you guys enjoy what we're doing. So
now this is really cool. Kaylee Pete is here in the chat room.
Nice.
Now,
hello.
Kaylee Pete has a gift, a magical gift. She is a writer of Once Upon a Time fan fiction.
Yes.
And we had the privilege of interviewing her last weekend.
Yes.
I'm going to be editing that interview and I'm going to be putting that out probably tomorrow. So, fantastic stuff. If you've never, ever heard of fan fiction mm-hmm. for Once Upon a Time, you will want to definitely check this out.
Yeah.
Because it takes the love of the show farther.
Yeah, and, just a little step further.
Yeah.
It enhances it. So.
that's really what this whole thing is about, is it's not just about the show, the podcast, but we want to see how far the fandom will go in all kind of different directions. So you kind of get an idea of where where we're going. So it's exciting. It's exciting. So anyway, Nani's there. Hi, Nani. How you doing? And let's see. The deputies are here. Yes. Good.
And what else are you going to talk about?
Well.
Or are you going to talk about that?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Or am I imagining?
Well, we'll announce the surprise announcement later.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to it for sure. So.
Just checking.
Anyhow.
Don't want to forget it.
Nope. We'll not forget.
Okay.
So, you are feeling a little better.
Yeah, I feel better. I still sound pretty bleh, but okay. I feel pretty good. You know, got out today, did some running, some errands and stuff, and just still have, you know, a little bit of that, you know, trailing cold in my nose and coughing a little bit. So, but yeah, I feel pretty good.
So,
and I understand that a couple of other people had been sick too, I guess. Natasha was one, but I thought there was another one too that had not been feeling very good. So hopefully they're feeling better. I think Natasha said she was finally feeling better today too. It's going around. My coworker is the one who gave it to me. Oh, Helga is the one who was sick last week too. My coworker,
yeah, that's right.
My
There's
coworker,
couple people.
Yeah, my coworker gave me this cold.
Yeah.
And then I did not give it to you. So I'm hoping that you don't pick it up.
Yeah, I take enough vitamins and supplements in the morning to stave off just about anything.
Yeah. So you were the Chuck Norris of virus fighting.
Yeah, So I'm pretty healthy. So that's good.
I don't normally get sick either, but I must have been like, I don't know, stressed or something, because I like fell face first into it.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to make it all about us, but anyway,
no.
we're
on the
helping
mend.
You to get back to the.
I'm on the mend,
right?
Definitely on the mend.
So next Sunday is a big, huge day, and it's not just when Dreamy the next episode,
which is Once about the dwarves, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Now, we're big Team 7 fans, as well as, I can't leave out, Red, Ruby.
Right.
Rose Red, possibly. Little Red Riding Hood. Blue Fairy fans. I'm also an Ernst fan.
Yes.
Can't wait to see Mr. Ernst.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And?
What? Which other?
Seriously, you're going to leave him out? Are you kidding me?
Which one?
The one that I have a mad crush on?
Oh, yes. Mr. Carlisle, Rumpelstiltskin, and Mr. Gold. So.
Yes, those of us that love him are called dearies.
That's right. So,
I'm a dear.
So yes, next
Not to
Sunday.
Be confused with dairy.
Right. So, next Sunday is the Paley Center event.
Yes.
With the majority of the cast there.
Yes.
And I will throw a little fit that they didn't invite the dwarves and
yeah,
and all
I think
that
was jacked up. But
honestly, you know, I mean, this cast is a large cast.
It is. It really
but
is.
But it's so incredible to see how much the dwarves and their counter folks on Storybrook side kind of fit into all the different stories here and there.
Right.
It's really neat.
Right.
So. They're an important part.
The dwarves may not be the focus of the story, but they are a really integral part of it.
Yep.
So they're just as important in my book.
Yep. That's right. Belle, too.
Yes. Yep. Belle.
So next.
The mirror.
Yes. Mr. Sydney.
Sydney.
Now, next Sunday.
Yes.
We are going to go and attend the event. And
yes.
I will be nervously making sure that we get back here.
Yes.
I understand that Shannon will be there.
Yeah.
So we'll try and say hey and howdy do. Also, there may be one other listener that might be there.
Oh.
So we will see. I'll have Twitter available.
Okay.
I also hear Obi's girl had mentioned something about a live stream of the event.
Yes, that's my understanding.
If you cannot.
There is a live stream if you can't attend in person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'd be pretty awesome.
But we're excited to go for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was...
Is that all we have for now?
I think that for now, that's...
Oh, all right.
That's all that. So, yeah, let's go ahead and read some emails.
Cool.
This is from... Let me adjust this.
Looks like we have a stack.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, a few.
That's good.
This is from Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany.
Hello, Tiffany.
And it says here, sorry to bother you. I have two questions regarding items you mentioned in your podcast.
It's no bother.
Is the first... I know that Colleen mentioned her Twitter account, said it would be put on the website. I still have not done that. My bad. But I'm unable to find it. So it is SoWeetie. SoWeetie.
Yes.
So it is the at sign, SoWeetie.
Yes.
And that is Colleen's Twitter.
Explain what that came from, where that came from.
Well, okay.
Just because it's a little fun thing, you know.
Right.
Might as well.
So I called her Sweetie, mm-hmm. and I said, well, we need to make up a name that says SoWeetie. So that's what I, SoWeetie.
Because I'm so sweet.
Right. So that's
so it's
that's
SoWeetie, which is different than Sweetie, because right. a lot of people call people Sweetie.
And then I remember I wrote it, and I knew what it meant, and if you look at it, it looks like something else. And let me explain, for sure it's SoWeetie.
Yes.
That's it. That's what it means. So yeah, that is the story behind that. And
yes.
it says... next, in a couple of episodes, you mentioned some knitting websites. I would love to head toward those. And we'll have more information on that as the show progresses.
Yes.
So.
Yes, we will.
And it says, P.S. I've listened to 3 OUAT podcasts, and yours is the best. We appreciate that.
We
know
do.
There's a choice, and
yes.
we appreciate you saying that.
Yes.
And the only one I follow regularly, Tiffany. Thank you so much, Tiffany. We
yes,
really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. We're
that.
Glad you follow us. Glad you found us.
So, and I wanted to talk about something here. A listener had mentioned that they love to, or they did, burn the episodes on a CD. And give to friends to listen. And that's actually a pretty cool idea.
Yes, it is.
So you may know people who mm-hmm. might enjoy the show or maybe do enjoy the show, but yes. maybe they're not on top of the computer tech stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hand them a CD, I think most people have a CD player still.
Yeah.
And they... would play the CD and listen to it.
Yes.
So I want to kind of extend that out as an option to folks because we kind of have been talking about how to get more listeners and that kind of a thing. And I think if we can take it one step at a time to introduce people to the show and maybe hand them a CD and say, why don't you check this out, listen to the show, say, you know, that sounds fun or... Well, you know, different things, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can kind of go to the next step. Because it is kind of tough to say, okay, you go to the site and you have to press on a button or you have to subscribe and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of that is really tough for some folks that aren't that techie.
Right.
So, but anyway, it's just something to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Marley asks, how, by law, how many are you allowed to make? Since this is a podcast and we're not selling it, I don't know that there is a limit. I know for sure, obviously the music is copywritten, but I think because this is a fan podcast.
Yes.
And we're using it as in sort of a review. We're talking about the show.
Right.
That's really... you know, I think we're okay. We probably would have been contacted previously.
Yes.
If this was a problem.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, especially now, I mean...
We're not taking credit for any of it.
Right.
We're not selling mm-hmm. it, and we're not taking credit
nope.
for it. So,
nope.
that's why we're okay.
So, I think it would be fine, my unlawyerly opinion, to make as many as you want and pass them out for free and introduce right. people to the show.
As long as you don't make any profit from it, then that's fine.
Yep. Excellent. Excellent, excellent. Now, I have to say, in general, that the post about August Booth probably was the biggest viewed post ever on the site.
Wow.
Incredible.
That's awesome.
And there is a number of people that have sent in information about it.
Yeah.
And wow. So there's a number of emails about it. And what I'd like to do is point people to the link to the post about August Booth.
Okay.
And it was actually kind of a, I didn't really, it was incredible the way it happened. David B., friend of the show, totally cool guy, sent an email and said, you know, this is some information about this August Booth. You know, what do you think? And so I posted it as a blog post. It exploded. I've never seen, it was so cool. And then all these comments started coming in from these folks that really study this stuff. I mean, it was really, really neat to watch. And so that's where it all started to kind of collect. And it's really, really neat. There was a guy named Arnie and just really cool folks that were kind of adding to this whole discussion of August Booth. So,
yes.
Hillary sent in an email and said that there was a friend of the Grimm brothers named August. And I think this was one of the theories that was included there.
Yes.
So, I just wanted to kind of include that as well. So, you okay?
Yeah, I need to step away for a second.
Okay.
I'll be
sure
back.
You come back.
Oh, I will. No, I just, if I don't get something to drink, I'll be in there again.
Okay. All right. So the next email from David B. Hi, David B. If you're listening, probably downloading this. Anyway, it was discussion about Tron. Now, Tron was one of those movies back in 1982. It was made through Disney, but it was just a marvel of special effects. Now, back in the 80s, early 80s, the special effects were cutting edge, but now you look at it and you go, boy, that's kind of bad.
Just very
cheesy. It's weird. But there in the last episode of Once Upon a Time, Regina gives Henry the video game called Space Paranoids.
Yes.
And it says later Emma tells Henry she used to play it when she was a kid. And so in Tron, Kevin Flynn, the star of Tron.
Yes.
He actually was in Tron Legacy.
Yes.
That it was Kevin Flynn was a creator of Space Paranoids and four other video games. So that was the
it was a Tron reference.
The tie-in with that. And also Tron had a scene of this really incredible water that they drank from, and it rejuvenated them, and they had these suits that were that lit up in a certain really incredible kind of neon way.
Uh-huh.
And when they drank this water, you could tell by looking at their suit that it was really reviving them.
And was this the original Tron you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. And so it was that was kind of another tie-in as well to the show.
Yes.
And a little. Just a little trivia bit is the two producers, writers for Once Upon a Time, also wrote for Tron Legacy.
You're talking about Eddie and Andy.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
So sometimes I forget names, and that's why you
Eddie
have to help
Kitsis
me.
And Andy Horowitz.
Yep. So and also you know, again, it was just the coolest a little monologue talking about water. And, you know, water's mentioned in the Bible, and I think most religions have a very
close tie with water.
Close tie with water, and they revere water so much. But, you know, I have to tell you that a different subject, and we'll come right back to it. Just, and it sounds like it doesn't have anything to do with anything, but I really enjoyed The Dark Knight, but my favorite scenes were with Heath Ledger.
Oh,
when
yeah.
Heath Ledger was in those scenes, those were incredible scenes. The rest of it was okay. But, okay, now let's come back to Once Upon a Time, is when August Booth was talking. And just about any of the scenes where he has this kind of long exchange, to me, it was mesmerizing. It was really so good. When he was talking right before he opened the thing for the typewriter.
Oh, yeah.
That was fantastic. Some of the best writing ever. And also around that well. You know, he was just explaining about water.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic.
He's very measured in what he says. He's very thoughtful. He doesn't say too much, but he doesn't right. say too little. And I love the fact that he said, "I never lie."
Yeah.
Well, already then.
And some people think that he may be Pinocchio.
Yes, that was another thing that was so. That's possible.
I even love the exchange between him and Emma. And I love the way he smoothly kind of put Emma in her place
yeah.
and said, you know, are you going to let go of control?
Yeah.
So it really. He's my favorite character right now, just across the board. So I don't know exactly who he is. I think everyone has, you know, their own opinion. But enough of all that. Now we're back to our emails.
Yes.
So another one from David B. says, Jeff, how old is Emma? 28?
She turned 28 the day Henry found her.
Yeah.
That was her 28th birthday.
So she had Henry at the age of 18.
Yes.
And 10 years have passed.
Yes.
28. And he asked if there's a continuity problem because of the fall leaves and that kind of a thing. So I think I've read this before. This
really?
Sounds kind of familiar. I don't know.
Maybe I don't recall hearing it, but.
So to be honest, I have not. And Gypsy Geisha's here. Hey.
Hello.
Welcome. And Torty Prism's here. I forgot to mention you before. Sorry. Hello.
Hello. But I don't think there's a continuity problem because, again, it's been a while. She's been there for a while. This isn't like she's been there for a week. She's been there for quite some time now because, I mean, it's already been at least a month since Graham died in Storyburn.
Right.
And possibly even longer. And it's funny because actually, even though there's fall leaves, it's not really fall right now. It's winter. And it's even not even really that. I mean, it's funny how there's, it is supposed to be wintertime because it's Valentine's Day, right?
Right.
That was the last thing. Or no, that was Skin Deep. Was it Valentine's Day? So this is supposed to be sometime after. And I don't know that they're really following the seasons properly or maybe, do you know what I mean? I don't think it's literally an actual calendar week. I think we're seeing periods of time pass between these episodes. And it may be a week, it may be a day or two, but it looks like it's usually a week or two or something like that. But that
and,
makes sense.
Sorry. Liz is here. Hi,
hey, Liz.
Liz. And also Michelle Red Shoes is listening,
Michelle.
Too. So it's great to have you and Shannon in the chat room.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So... Okay, I'm going to say this as nicely as possible. The greatest thing about this community is there's all kinds of different people.
Yes.
And to me, in this situation, there's really two kinds of people. There are straight-edge fact people.
Yes.
That just deal in fact. And then there's the people like me that kind of put in the old, well, it's suspension of disbelief. Well, it's the writers kind of adjusting things. And sometimes that's where you really have these kind of heated discussions about things. So I, to be honest, I have not really kind of watched all the different seasons. Maybe, possibly, someone has kind of watched each Storybrooke session or a Storybrooke section and kind of noted what the different seasons are. For that kind of a thing, I'm kind of throwing it in neutral and kind of just rolling with it. But I think David B. does have a valid point. And if what he's saying is true, then there could be a continuity problem.
Sorry.
But possibly things are out of order and we're not seeing things in the proper sequence. possibly could be it. But
yeah, that was something that I think somebody brought up too at one point in time. Okay. And I don't know if she's able to get back in, but Gypsy Geisha said she was in, and then all of a sudden she can't hear the podcast. So I'm hoping everyone else can still hear it. If you can and you want to make a comment on the chat, that'd be awesome. Let us know you can still hear us.
Yeah, it looks like we are. The little meter is kind of going. So
I just want to make sure it's not.
Maybe it's a signal. It may
just
be. Sure.
Well, it just may be her. Her browser is having an issue. I don't know, but I want to make sure that we're still up and running.
Okay. Everybody, can everybody hear us? Okay.
If y'all can hear us.
All right. So, thanks again, David B.
Yes, thank you.
Because he keeps us on track.
He does. Because
he helps people like me really kind of see reality. It's like, Jeff, really? Come on now. You can't.
But by the same token, there's also, I mean, with this, the one thing I do love about this show is that I like the fact that it pulls me out of, as you love to remind me, I should have been a lawyer. I tend to be pretty black and white on some stuff. And I'm very fact-driven. And I'm very much on the truth as much as possible. But you, the show has helped me to kind of think a little bit outside that lawyer box.
Well, and I think that's what, let's see, I got to be careful here. That's what I think we bring to the table.
Yes.
Is we don't just remind people of the facts of the show.
Right.
But I bring in Joseph Campbell, other stories, story parts that have been in other stories to kind of gauge where I think things are going. Sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong.
Right.
And so that's the difference, I think.
I think you
bring a deep knowledge of fairy tales and that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
Well, and that's, yeah. So, but I do like the fact, you know, I'm not 100% perfect every time. Look, we're not professionals. I'm not an expert. Mm-hmm. I do not have a degree in mythology or fairy tales, but I know fairy tales from my childhood. I remember them, and I may not be right all the time. And I'm okay with that because you know what? We have some pretty amazing listeners who do know and who do the research and are happy to point that stuff out. And I love that because it's a community. We're working together as a team to present the information the best we can.
Yeah. And that's what I've said from the beginning. It's not just you and me here, Colleen. It's this entire community. And some people say, well, you're not doing your homework. Well, but it's a shared show. If the show gets better, it's because we all are working together. And that's really the truth of this show. So
that is true.
Excellent.
It's true.
So we have an email from Ray. And it says, hello, Jeff and Colleen, like both of you. I watched every episode of Lost and subsequently was a big fan. Character names were very important and had a lot of meaning on that show. This got me to thinking that it may also be the case for the non-fairy tale characters on Once Upon a Time. I did a quick Google search on August Wayne Booth and found the following excerpt from a paper by Wayne C. Booth, and Marlene also brought this up in the chat room. Thanks, Marlene.
Yes.
That I thought you might find interesting, as it has the name Emma, Henry, and James mentioned to it. It is probably nothing, but I will try to get the entire paper from the library and see if there's any real significance that may relate to the show. Sincerely, Ray, thank you so much.
Thank you, yes, and that's awesome.
And I did get the first page of it. And this is by Wayne C. Booth, a little different. It says, point of view and the control of distance in Emma. And I think what I'll do is I'll put it up in the show notes.
Yeah.
So you can take a look at it.
It looks like that's a lot.
Yeah.
Can you paraphrase what it says, essentially, or what it's about?
No.
Or maybe not? Okay.
No,
well, that's
not
okay.
A good paraphraser. If
that's all right. And I'd have to scan through it, and I haven't had a chance to do that. So I would suggest that we can probably put that up, and then that might actually spawn itself yet a whole other topic. Yeah. But I will say this. I agree with her very wholeheartedly that names do mean something. I mean, they always have in literature because, ultimately, names typically do mean something. For example, I know my name is, it's Celtic for girl. It literally means girl in Irish. So, and it was originally spelled C-A-I-L-I-N and pronounced Kyleen. So it got Americanized or Anglicized and became Colleen. And so there you have it. It means girl. I had a girlfriend who, growing up, her mother was from Thailand, and her mother's name, and I cannot remember it for the life of me, but her mother's name was, her traditional Thai name, meant silver moon above Mystic Lake or something like that. I mean, it was, it's very common for these things to have meaning. So, and as we've seen in Once Upon a Time, we have Archie Hopper, which is a very funny little name for Jiminy Cricket. And it just, I mean, it fits. You have Mary Margaret Blanchard, Blanchard being a derivative of Blanc, which is French for snow or white.
Right.
So, I mean, you have these names that mean stuff. And I think it's very important that, yeah, they do mean something. And there's usually a good reason why. I think it's very fascinating. And I don't think it's much of a coincidence that this story that that she found happens to have Henry, James, and Emma.
Right.
That's a little too coincidental.
Reese sent the email, but yes. Marlene also mentioned Wayne C. Booth as well.
Okay. So, but either way, I think that there's, I don't think it's a coincidence, frankly.
And Manny is in the house. Hey, Manny.
Hey, Manny.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Now, Lost Unanswered is also joining us. And I believe I was listening to, they have a podcast about Lost, and there's two co-hosts, and it was really cool. They did a great job of tying in the entire Lost experience of in one episode, and it was really a lot of fun listen to. So Lost Unanswered, they have a podcast, and they're on Mixlr as well.
Awesome.
So we got to support the Mixlr.
We do.
Lost and Once Upon a Time podcaster peeps. So cool.
Yes.
So this email is from Chris.
Hey, Chris.
And it says, hi, guys. It says, finally, my scriptures class in college pays dividends. The name Lake Gnostos reminds me of the word Gnostic from the ancient Greek word gnosos, or knowledge.
Yes.
Gnostics were an early Christian sect who believed that they have special knowledge of the divine. Mm-hmm. It is also the root word of the root of the word agnostic, which holds that the existence of God is unknowable. Lake Gnostos would translate to lake known or lake knowledge or lake knowable.
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps they could have taken some creative license and translated it more, the more poetic lake of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Chris.
Yes.
So yeah, cool. So
very interesting.
Yeah. And I think the cool thing is it's not, they in the episode put it to the return of an object.
Yes.
But it could also be returning of knowledge of something that you used to know.
Right. Which I think then in turn ties into another theory that somebody had. And forgive me, I cannot remember who it was, but somebody had a theory that there was a possibility that the water from the well would help Emma remember or help some of the other characters remember. Because if it's returning what was lost and or returning knowledge, then, you know what, them knowing who they are, that may be what we find happens.
Well, that's kind of, whether I came up with it or somebody else did, I think that that's a valid point. And I get the idea maybe that there may be some point where that water kind of jars some memory for
somebody.
Yeah.
It may not do it for all of them because it may be that certain ones, it will work for certain characters but not others. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So this email is from Meredith. And
hey, Meredith.
There is an African-American playwright named August Wilson.
Okay.
So, excellent. Lost did something that I don't think a lot of people realize is they put a lot of fantastic books in the hands of the actors. And so you know, yeah. Watership Down, and mm-hmm. and some of the names that were used in the show.
Yes.
Henry Gale.
Yeah.
And those types of things, all linking to these great books or these great thinkers.
Right, because even John Locke was right. a scientist, or he was somebody, I can't remember who. And there's another one that they used, Faraday, Daniel Faraday. And I don't think the first name was Daniel, but there was Daniel Faraday, a character in Lost, and Faraday was the last name of another, you know, thinker. And the, you know, and then even a... there were some other ones. I want to say, you know, oh, what's his name? He had Marvin Candle as one of his doctor, whatever his other name was that he used to, he used multiple names. One or two of those names was also very significant to some scientific people.
Well, and they also used
Kelvin.
Kelvin, yeah.
No, Kelvin.
Well, that was J.J. Abrams' grandfather's name.
Okay. Yes. Yes. But yep. it also happens to be a measure of, I believe, heat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. No, you're right.
See?
So
I know some things.
And also they used, I think, the same type of thing that Once Upon a Time does, is these great cuts of music.
Oh, yeah.
And do you remember what, do you remember what was playing when Juliet was baking the muffins?
Oh, sorry, I don't remember. I really don't. Wait a minute. It's right there. It's the same song that was playing in The Hatch when... was it the same one when Desmond was in The Hatch?
I don't think so. No. It was Downtown.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yep.
No, that was what... I think okay. that was. I think that okay. was. Anyway. Cool. Bottom line is, yeah. Once Upon a Time does that, too. There's definite themes, theme musics that they've been... pushing out that Mark Isham has been writing, and they're lovely mm-hmm. to listen to. Very relaxing.
Yeah. And Nani brought up the fact that the water could return Emma's parents to Emma. So, oh, I mean, yeah. that's definitely on the table.
Very deep.
So that's a great thought as well. And Meredith Johnson also included Frederick August Kittle.
Okay.
So, again, I think a lot of this is really neat because it gets us to dig in to look at all these different names and who these people are. And we're digging into deeper into all these great writers or writers that we may have never heard of.
Right.
So it's really incredible that, you know, the Lost and Once Upon a Time fan, they know the fans.
Sure.
And we will dig in all the way down to figure out what's happening, what these numbers mean, the names and all that. Oh. And it's neat that they know where we're going.
Yes.
And when we get there, we say, wow, this is incredible. Mm-hmm. So that's another reason of the thousand reasons I love this show.
Yes.
So it's just very smart, very smart. So this is from Karen in Maryland. And it says... hi, Jeff and Colleen. I hope you guys aren't worrying too much about me because it's been a while since my last voicemail or email transmission regarding my latest ponderance. And I have to say, we do miss you guys.
Yeah.
We think about you guys. We wonder about you guys. Tyler is out Star Wars and out tonight.
It's his birthday today.
It's his birthday. So. And we send big birthday wishes and big love to Tyler.
We do.
On his birthday. And I believe, isn't this the big one?
20.
20.
Yeah.
It's almost there, but 20's big.
20's a big one. It's landmark.
So, yeah, he's putting on his 3D glasses and watching a little Star Wars. So.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, we miss you guys. And it really is cool when people say, you know, look, Jeff, you know, we got to, you know, go out and we're going to miss the show. And it's like, really, you know, I mean, it's neat that... because we wonder about you guys. And
we do.
So it's
we do.
Cool.
And look, we love having you guys be live. Believe me, we love it.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. But we understand when you have something else to do because, you know, it's a Saturday night and I get that. So, yeah. But yeah, no, we do. We miss you guys on Twitter. If you guys aren't posting and stuff, if we see and then all of a sudden we don't see you, we're like, hey, wait, where's so-and-so? And we do notice that. So, you know.
That's another difference of this show too. So, It's a real community, and there's a really neat. It's a different vibe. This whole thing is got a different vibe to it, and yes. I'm just really just happy about that.
So did we interrupt the email?
Yeah, I know how much you love your podcast family.
Yes.
We absolutely do. And when one member goes off the grid for a while, I'm sure you start freaking out. I wouldn't say freaking out, but we're concerned and yeah. worried and wondering. So,
yeah.
Colleen, you were too distracted to even knit. And Jeff, are there words? So, but I'm okay. Thank you. I was away for the long holiday weekend, and I have not seen Frederick yet. It's driving me crazy trying to catch up on my missed shows, all the while keeping up with this week's shows. And we have that trouble, too. There's just so much TV, and oh, my gosh. I can't even pay attention to your tweets or Facebook posts. They'll give too much away. Arg. Sorry. Uh-huh. Sorry about that. Try watching Twitter when this is playing.
Yeah.
Anyway, the husband, who already has seen Frederick, is going out to see his Wizards play tonight. So I should have some nice quiet time to catch up. Then I can start catching up on the podcast. Do you see this hole you've created? Maybe one day I'll get caught up on Grimm 2. What show is that? I don't know what she's talking about.
Grimm?
I don't know what that is. I'm kind of joking.
I know you are.
So anyway, 2. Not that you care about Hex and Beast or Blue Buds. I don't even know.
Now that, about. Yeah.
I can't take on another show.
That might have been
I don't know what that is. Okay, big love, Kay, from Maryland. And big love back to you. And it's just really, just really neat. This is from Marianne. I think this is her first time emailing here.
Oh, awesome.
So, hi, guys. I took a screenshot of the story that August was putting into the book. The story is The Golden Bird from the Grimm Brothers.
Oh, interesting.
So, in a way, that really just kind of verified a lot of different talk.
Well, I don't know if it verified it so much as it just elevated the suspicion even more. That's what I would say. Because it's not a verified thing. I mean, that doesn't mean that it's not a Grimm Brother. I'm just saying, until they actually admit that's who he is, let's reserve.
Fair enough.
But it definitely lends more.
It's on the table. It's not
right. It lends.
It's
more,
not a thumbs up. It's on the table.
It lends more credence to the theory.
On the table means it's a viable thing.
Right.
Thumbs up is that's it. So
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I wonder what the significance of that story. I'm sure the writers do everything on purpose, and I don't think such a clear shot of this particular story was an accident. Thoughts? I would have to read up on the Golden Bird. I have not read it.
Yeah, I don't know. So, that's one I'm not familiar with. So I'm kind of excited actually to find that story and read it.
Yep.
But I do think that they will bring that up because that's the norm is to they don't you're absolutely nothing is coincidental in that show. Nothing. I don't believe any of it's coincidental.
So again, I'm not bashing any other show.
No.
Alira says I love Grimm, but then I'm biased. I live 30 miles south of Portland, and I got to tell you, my best one of the things I love about Portland is at the airport you can get on a train and go straight to downtown Portland. Yeah. Love that.
That's fantastic.
Love that.
That's brilliance in public transportation.
You don't even know.
You're right. I don't. I've never been to Portland.
Yep.
But I've heard it's lovely.
Sweet. Okay. So we will check up on the Golden Bird and we'll do a post on that.
Yeah.
This is from Amy.
Hello,
Amy. I was trying to look up some key phrases, including Once Upon a Time Knits, and your podcast came up. So cool you got to interview the lady that made the baby blanket. My question is that I am continuously seeing some really awesome hats on the show that are clearly hand-knit. I was wondering if you had any info on any of the patterns. I can't seem to find anything online. I particularly love all the hats that Emma wears. One that is very catchy is a mustard yellow hat with some seed stitching and cabling. Mm-hmm. I would gladly pay for the patterns, just have no idea where to search for them. Any help would be great. Thanks, Amy. So, I guess it's time to announce our announcement.
Okay.
So you don't, I think you would have to really, really push it out of your mind to realize that knitting has kind of become a part of this thing here, this blog site.
Considering podcast. I knit every time we podcast. Seriously. I'm knitting something every time I podcast.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we are going to add a special section in the website. It's going to be called Granny's Knitting Corner.
Well, that's because Granny found out that we had a request for this, and she graciously volunteered to help us out with that.
Now, for the sake of ABC lawyers who are listening, hi, ABC lawyers, how are you? Hope you're having a great evening. We certainly don't mean the granny that's on the show. We mean Granny Red.
Granny Red.
And so Granny Red is going to be heading up this section with some posts and some help here and there and that kind of a thing. So knitters who love Once Upon a Time, who maybe are new, have never knitted before, you have a place to come.
Yes.
At the Once Upon a Time podcast site. So welcome to the knitters.
Yay.
You have a place to come. So it was really, really neat to get that email. And so, yes, that is the big announcement. And it won't be the last big announcement, but I think that was it for tonight. I don't know of any other ones.
Yeah, that's a pretty big announcement. So, yeah, the Granny's Knitting Corner will have information on how to get started with knitting. We'll put some information up there, and Granny will add stuff as she chooses.
Yep. And Mystery Cat 25, hello there.
Hello.
I think you're new. I've never
seen that.
Seen you before. So fantastic. So welcome here. And it says that she's kind of trying out knitting for the first time.
Excellent.
So again, like I say, I'm from San Bernardino. And
which probably doesn't mean a whole lot to some people.
It's not the most collegiate town. And so some things come easily to people and they know things, you know, sometimes things take a little time to sink into me. This did not. This was kind of an easy thing and things really fell into place. And Granny Red stepped forward. I was going to take this on and take care of this section. So
yes, but that's not really where I was going with this.
Okay.
I was saying knitting.
Yes.
Knitting is a thing that's it's exploding and
yeah.
So if you have not knitted before, we talk about knitting all the time because I am knitting all the time. But I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm brand new to this. I just started a couple of months ago, and I'm enjoying it thoroughly. It's very therapeutic. It's very relaxing, and I love the fact that I can take two sticks and a ball of yarn, to quote a good friend who also knits, and make something out of it. It's amazing. It's completely magical in my opinion. So, anyway, if you're new to knitting, it is something that, you know, just take some time with it, be patient and practice. If you have to I can't tell you how many times have I unraveled stuff. Do you have any idea? I mean, it's called frogging. Which means you're ripping it out. You're rip it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we refer to it as frogging. So I have frogged the first scarf I did, which I finally finished, 100% finished. I can't tell you how many times I ripped it out. Yeah. I have ripped the dishcloth that I'm an inch and a half from being done at least a couple times before I got this far. So be patient with it. Once you get to the point where you're, you know, comfortable with at least a knit stitch, then you can start moving on. But just take it a step at a time, and you'll be fine. It's really fun. It's really worthwhile.
The one thing I'll say is this, and you know, Granny Red's going to be helping out. Great links, great videos, and that kind of a thing. But this is the one thing I want to say. I do not knit.
Nope.
Okay. But I do want to say this is that I play guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't play guitar well. As a matter of fact, I haven't played guitar in years, but I remembered when I learned. I had to learn my way. There was the way that people showed me, but I had to kind of think about it and interpret it my way. And once I got that, then I understood.
Yes.
So sometimes it takes kind of an extra step that you have to bring kind of the way you learn and do things. So
well, and that's another thing.
And practice. So
right. Yeah. So for example, my knit stitch, I'm not going to go into the details, but the bottom line is I do the knit stitch kind of backwards from how they tell you how to do it.
See?
Because I developed what is easiest for me to remember.
Yep. Yep.
And it stuck with me. And if you've seen any of my finished work or even my work in progress, my stitches are pretty uniform and I've got some pretty good consistency. So it works. It comes out the same. It's just, I don't follow along exactly the way they do it because I developed my own method. And it's okay.
And that's what's cool is that you can take the instructions and then put your spin on it. You get to the same end result, but you do it your way.
Right.
And I think that is really, that's neat that you can infuse yourself in it.
Yeah.
The
beauty of knitting is that, yes, there are basics. And as long as you follow the core principles of it, the rest of it, I think you can kind of adapt on your own. That's why, I mean, it's nice to have patterns and stuff, but once you get to a point where you can kind of, okay, you kind of see the how to work it, you can actually create your own patterns. And as far as some of those hats and things, I know that there's a group that is on a Ravelry that is looking at those hats and trying to recreate them, trying to figure out what the pattern is, how to make them, and they're testing that. So I have a feeling we'll probably see some more of that information later.
So the thing I love is about knitting, and the thing I love about Pinterest is they did a study of Pinterest, and they said it was 93% female infused. And so knitting, I'm not saying there aren't any men that knit, but knitting, by and large, is what females.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So
but I think men could do it if they actually took the time to learn.
Yeah. Yep.
I think I could teach you to knit.
Well, you'd have to book some time. I don't know. I don't have much time, but yeah.
That's true.
So, but this show, I know it has some awesome guys that are listening, that are involved in everything, but I know that there is a huge group of ladies that listen to this podcast.
Yes.
And, so that's kind of why we put in the knitting, because it was just an obvious thing. Just people are starting to knit and talk about it and all this kind of stuff.
And there's a lot of knitting on the show, by the way. A lot of knitted stuff on the show.
And it was
some of it handmade.
And it was interesting because from what I understand, once you start knitting, it's almost like if you watch a movie and you enjoy CGI or special effects. You watch a movie and you spot the special effects. If you're a knitter, you watch something and you spot knitting.
I see knitting everywhere. People walking down the street, I'm like, ooh, that's really pretty. I could probably knit that, learn to knit that if I had the pattern.
See, now Nani is schooling me now. She says some of the biggest knitting instructors are male. So I stand corrected. See, it wasn't just my first marriage that was a mistake. Another one right here saying that. So anyway, I think knitting is a solid thing. It fits in squarely with this show. I've never seen more interest in one particular episode of the podcast than I have for Caitlin French's interview. Incredible. I've never seen any interest in one particular episode, except for maybe when we got the six dwarves
six out of seven.
Calling in, which that was amazing. Just the voicemail. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that is really going to be cool. So, let's see. And there's a lot of quilters too. So we'll see what the future holds.
Yeah.
But you know, we are here for you guys. We are here for the listeners and the folks and the family that really make this community up. So we'll see what the future holds. So back to the emails. Sorry about that, but definitely wanted to cover that. This is from Mark. It says, the reason Abigail crashed at the road sign for Storybrooke is because none of the fairy tale characters can leave Storybrooke. It's the same thing that happened to, I think, Cinderella when she tried to run. I think Abigail is being held captive by the mayor, probably in the same place as Belle. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have a friend who works craft services for the show. Ding, ding, ding. Very interesting now. For sure. I went down for a tour of the town. That is awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
It's an actual part of Vancouver called Steveston, mm-hmm. where the shops on the main street have changed their storefronts to the Storybrooke theme. Very cool.
Yes.
Great podcast. Keep it up. Thanks, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
And that is definitely been discussed, is fairy tale characters are kind of held back. The only one I know that has made it out was Ruby. And she went to Boston.
But did she... See, that's the thing. Was it that she was going to go to Boston and then... See, that's the thing. I'd have to watch
Granny,
that again.
When Granny said she slept her way up and down the eastern seaboard, that means she made it out.
Oh, well, interesting. Okay.
And the only reason she came back is because Granny had a heart attack.
Right. I understood that part, but I didn't quite catch the fact that she'd actually left. So anyway, but here's the other thing is that the person who has left is Henry, who granted he's not a Storybrooke or fairy tale land character. Wow. And then Emma, who was born in fairy tale land, but was transported. So maybe because of the fact that she was transported, that's why she's able to move in and out. But now I'm very curious though about, August. Because if, in fact, he is a fairy tale character, how the heck did he get out? And why is it that some of these characters are having accidents? Like the fact that Abigail or Catherine had the same basic end up, happening as what happened to Ashley when she tried to leave. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And
the fact that the wolf, because Emma hasn't left since she's gotten there, and the fact that the wolf... prevented her from leaving. Do you know what I mean?
Right. And let's see here. So, no, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty certain that it was established that Ruby did leave and then came back. Mystery Kate 25 said that maybe the heart attack stopped her from leaving.
That's what
okay.
I'm thinking.
So, fine. Okay, cool. That sounds better because, okay. So let me take back everything I said and let me totally agree with Mystery Cat 25.
Yeah.
Is that, that Henry said, if anyone tries to leave, something bad happens.
Right. They tried
to
leave.
Ruby tried to leave.
Yes.
And then Granny had a heart attack and that's what did not allow her to leave. So let me clarify. I take that back. Ruby did not leave. But I don't think her car crashed.
Yeah, I don't think her car crashed.
I think Granny had a heart attack and then she did not leave.
Well, wait a second, though. Why was her car being towed? Remember? When Billy towed her car back, maybe it did crash.
Fair enough.
I'm just saying. And then he brought it back because, it was fixed or something. I have no idea.
Yep.
Only thing I can think of.
Yeah, Torty Prism put that up. And that's exactly right. So I stand corrected. Again, just mistakes flying all over the place tonight by me. So
Think I'm discombobulating you, maybe.
I don't think so. Okay. So, okay. Fantastic. So definitely a good point. And I did. Manny was putting up that Henry's the only one. And... let's see. Mark also said that Henry was not a fairy tale character that we know of at this point.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that's why Henry can kind of
pop in and
go
out
here and there. And also Mr. Gold.
Well, see, that's the thing.
So
did he leave or did he just make some phone calls? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We assume he left to go do things like get Henry for Madam Mayor, but which I think is hilarious. I don't know if you caught this, if you still figured this out. Emma still refers to her as Madam Mayor. She doesn't call her Regina. When she talks to her, she addresses her as Madam Mayor, which I think is hilarious.
Yep. Excellent. 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 So the next email is from Andy. Says, hey guys, love the show. You have an interesting blog post regarding the storybook tree that keeps showing up on things like the sheriff's badge, cruiser, and in the dining room of the Nolan house. Is it just me, or is it the same tree that is located right next to the well? When I first saw the episode, it really stuck out, and they made a point to really focus on it. I am almost certain that this will end up being the same tree that Emma was put in as a baby, and maybe the stranger was as well, if he does end up to be Pinocchio. What are your thoughts on this? Keep up the great work, Andy. That is very fascinating.
Oh, wow.
Very fascinating.
Okay, because here's the, let's just go down this little path. Awesome thought. So if, in fact, we know Emma was put in the tree, it's supposed to only carry one.
Right.
But it didn't say one adult, one baby, one child. Hmm. So what if, in fact, Pinocchio, which we didn't see him anywhere, was hiding in the tree?
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe he was hiding behind it and he was touching it.
So kind of like, just go with me here, kind of like the fly in that it wasn't just Jeff Goldblum, it was also a fly.
Right. So I'm
serious.
I know that, but
there was another person, right?
Right. So yeah. It didn't actually get just Emma out of Storybook Land. It got Emma and Pinocchio out. That's one thing. And he could have been the 7-year-old boy mm-hmm. who found her on the side of the road because, again, do you know what I'm saying? Not only that, is that the same tree that Pinocchio was made from? Because he was made from wood right. before he got turned into a real boy by the Blue Fairy. So
right.
I'm just kind of thinking there might be a little connection. Excellent point. That's just, yep. Wow, that just flew into my head.
And
thank you, Andy.
Yep. And a quick side note is I got a message from the Blue Fairy.
You did.
That she will be returning. Very soon in an episode.
Yay. So
just wanted to pass that along.
Oh, you're funny.
Yeah. That is very interesting. Now, there has been probably just as much discussion about the tree.
Yes.
As there has been about August Booth.
Yes.
So now, just a little side note, in Lost, there was this tree that Jack's father was standing next to. And that was always kind of like the tree, the lost tree.
Mm.
So, but getting back to this tree here is the tree that's on the seal and on the sheriff's badge kind of was a full tree. But if, in fact, they were depicting the tree next to the well...
Yes.
Now, we have a blog post on this, is the what's under that tree. Mm-hmm. Because in the seal, looks like there's
a beehive?
A beehive or something
cave
underneath.
Or something.
Something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, what's under that tree?
Yeah.
Is it a protection thing? Is it another underground something? I wonder if maybe you went down in that well and maybe swam into some side thing. That maybe you could get there. I don't know.
And what I need to do, too, is I need to go back and look at heraldry. Because even though this isn't heraldry necessarily, I mean, it's town seal. Typically, when they put stuff in town seals, it's because it means something for the town. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, like, anyway, I think our hometown has probably some trees in it, too. But I'm wondering if there's something in heraldry that talks about beehives or trees and what that really means. So
okay.
I'm very interested to see that. Brenda made a comment about, and I think she's talking about Ruby here. She wanted to get the car to Ashley so she could leave town. I think that's why, and then it cut off what she said. So I'm guessing that's why it was being towed back maybe.
Hmm.
Or why, I'm not sure.
You're right. Yeah.
Well, I know she wanted to get the car to Ashley, but did she drive it out there?
The big question to me is this, is what happened to the car?
Yes.
The day, the week before.
Yes.
We see that episode, right?
Yeah.
So what happened to the car before it was Billy towed it into the front of Granny's?
Exactly. And was it that Ruby was trying to leave Storybrooke and it had a problem, and that's why he had to tow it back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is funny because why would he have to tow it back if it was in good running order? You know what I mean? Right. Ashley took it like 10 minutes later. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of funny that he... So there's something to that. We just obviously haven't seen it yet. Yep. But yeah. Interesting.
So this is from Marlene. It says, Colleen, I hope you're feeling better now. And I think you are, kind of.
Yeah.
I do so enjoy these podcasts. And yes, this is the best one that is available for so many reasons. Thank you, Marlene. I think this was a great episode with the August in the book. I agree with Colleen about the water. I thought maybe the water was what he used on the pages and that he was using the water to find some lost stories in it.
Mm-hmm.
We already know that there is one new story in there, but how many others are there? To me, it looked like the book was a bit thicker and it had been... Maybe there is more than one story he added.
Mm.
Henry will know when he reads it. And I hope we get to see that soon. That's a great point.
Yes.
I also agree with Jeff that the water will start working on Emma to help break the curse. And we haven't seen anything huge. Like, remember when she put on the sheriff badge, there was this huge earthquake.
Right.
I haven't seen anything.
You mean the deputy badge.
The deputy badge.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen anything to that extreme after, but
yeah, that's true. Because the first thing that happened was when she took the key to Granny's bed and breakfast, the clock started moving.
Right.
And then when she put on the deputy's badge, the earthquake happened or the sinkhole happened. And that's when Henry and Archie got rescued later from the mine shaft.
Now, it could be magic. It could be the squeezing of the heart in the heart vault was another thing. Yeah, you know what I mean? We could be looking for these big, huge things, but maybe they're smaller.
Yeah.
Right?
It may be quieter.
So,
yeah.
Let's see here. And, okay, I'm thinking that August went there so that Emma will believe in the curse. And what Henry is telling her. August planted the book there for her to find to get her to believe in the well and the curse. Guess you have to start small. True.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said on the podcast today that the water will work on someone else. And I think that it will be David. He is the one with no memory at all. And not even a memory of Storybrooke. So he would have the most to gain by drinking the water. Even if he were only to remember his Storybrooke life. That's a very interesting thought, for sure.
Yeah, it is.
So,
and again, she's got a very good point that he is the one who would stand the most to gain from having his memories restored because he doesn't have any.
Okay, so let me toss this out on the table. So there for a while, we were thinking that it was just kissing that was revealing past lives.
Well, and the funny thing is that if I remember correctly, didn't in Skin Deep, didn't the Evil Queen say every curse can be broken?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say true love's kiss breaks every single curse.
Right.
Just every curse can be broken because there are certain curses that would require other things. You know
she
what I mean?
Did say true love's curse can break in. True love's kiss can break any curse.
Can break any curse.
Right.
But maybe there's some that can't be broken by true love's kiss. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I don't know. Or maybe they require something other than true love's kiss to be broken. I don't know.
Yeah. True love's kiss and a deputy badge. poor Catherine. I think Regina had everything to do with her disappearing when she buried the letter. Burned the letter. My eyes. The timing was about right. I wonder if she put Catherine in the same place as Belle. And that's a pretty popular theory.
Yes,
it is. That there's actually lots of these
characters
that are kind of locked in this dungeon, right?
Yes.
Underground in Storybrooke. And, you know, it would be very interesting. I mean, all the secrets would be out, but it'd be very interesting to plot, if you will, the underground catacombs of Storybrooke. And just all these different things.
Well, yeah, because we have the heart vault that's in the cemetery. We have the vault of people, looks like, under the hospital.
Right.
Now, what else is next? I'm very curious what else is next.
Yep. So, also, there is a grim fairy tale about Rose Red and Snow. They were sisters, so maybe they are combining the two stories together. I sure can't wait to see more of Red. How about you, Jeff? Believe you me. Me and a few other guys, I think, on this planet. Probably a lot of guys. Mm. Can't wait to see Red's story. So,
oh, yeah.
I'm... Because we're supporting Megan, right?
Right.
We're supporting Megan Ori and her acting.
Look.
We are.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the boots she was wearing?
Yes.
Good Lord.
I did see the boots. All right, then. They were lovely boots.
Okay.
They looked rather uncomfortable, actually. I don't do well with pointy...
I better just keep moving.
I don't do well with pointy heels because, you know what? My feet don't like pointy heels. My toes don't like pointy
okay.
heels.
Okay. How about you, Jeff? Yes, yes. I am ready. Are you ready for that? Mm-hmm. I giggle every time I hear Red. That is one thing that makes this podcast so great. The humor, and just because we're all just guessing at what is going on and what is going to happen next. No yes. right, no wrong, like you said in today's podcast. And that's true. It's just, it's fun. You know, I've never had so much fun with a show.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I was totally wrong, it was like, but it was fun kind of choosing one thing, you know.
Well, yeah.
So
it makes it interesting.
Yep. So Alira said high heels are of the devil. Well,
amen, sister.
Well, I don't know about that. Okay, I am reading Andrew Lang's translation of the Colored Fairy Tales. I have it on my Nook, and it is the best one I have found yet. So many good stories in there, and some I've never heard of. Thanks for the podcast and all the posts on the blog. And by the way, that video that the deputies made was really awesome. They should do a few more. That's, I'm going to talk to the deputies about that. That could be in the future. Just saying.
Yeah.
May the blue fairy sprinkle you with happiness, Marlene. Thank you so much. And I'll leave my window open for the blue fairy to sprinkle happiness.
Oh, she's welcome to sprinkle happiness all she wants. And then she can go. Obi's girl just said, yeah, they're bad for your posture. She's referring to the boots, the high-heeled shoes. And she's absolutely right. Pointy high-heeled boots and shoes are of the devil because they're bad for your posture. And they hurt like the dickens. Yeah. That's what we mean.
Yeah.
By saying they're
bad. Yeah, Lyra said they're bad for posture, too. So.
Yep. They are.
Oh, well.
It's true.
No, that's too bad.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, posture is overrated. Okay,
No. For those of us that have right, problems with our backs in the first place.
I'm kidding. Sort of. Okay, so the next email is from Melinda. And it says, hello. I just wanted to say I love your podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I am so happy that I found it. It is awesome to hear your guys' opinions and theories about the show. Mm-hmm. On one of my groups that I am on, someone mentioned that Graham was Emma's true love because he remembered who he was when she kissed him. Do you wonder if that is true or that anyone she comes in contact will break the curse to an extent? Keep up the good work, Melinda from Charlotte. That's an interesting question.
Hmm. Yeah. That is an interesting thing because Graham wouldn't have known her. He never met her in Fairy Tale Land when she was born because she was a baby. And he's the one who saved her mom. So, but that's not to say that she's not his true love because maybe she would have grown up to be his true love. I don't know. Or maybe it's just that, I don't know, the timing was right?
Well, possibly.
I can't think of anything else. I mean, but it stands to reason that he remembered when he kissed her. Do you know what I mean? But that didn't break the curse. That just woke up his feelings. I mean, it woke up his memories. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm spitballing right now.
Well, I awoke in a firestorm against pointy high heel shoes in the chat room. people are talking about podiatrist fixing women's feet.
Yeah.
From the wearing of the shoes.
Yep.
All right. I guess flats are in.
Well, look, they're but better
Ruby,
for you.
You got to keep Ruby. Don't listen to
Yeah. No, seriously, okay. Some of us have problems.
And I understand.
Look, I'm just going to be honest. I have a tendency towards ingrown toenails. My dad's feet, thankfully, that's the only part of his feet that I inherited because he's. Anyway.
This is really a getting to know you episode tonight.
Well, why not?
Getting to know you.
But what I'm saying is, wow, I'm having a problem talking today. What I'm saying is, it hurts your feet. And I agree with Obie's girl. She goes, I think it was a short guy. That's her theory. Anyway, yeah, I think that high heels were invented by men.
They're all turning on me.
Short
okay,
men
fine.
To make themselves
flats
taller.
For everyone. Flats yep. And moccasins.
Or by pig dog men who wanted to see women's, because I know it accentuates your calves, makes your legs look really good and long and whatever. I get that.
I don't think I'm commenting anymore
super
on that.
Uncomfortable.
I'm not commenting anymore.
Okay, that's good.
And all right, next email is from Genevieve. It says, my name is Genevieve, and I just started watching Once Upon a Time after the new year. I love this show so much. I'm so glad to have a podcast to listen to discuss it. I am not 100% caught up with your current episodes yet. The last one I watched was Skin Deep, and I'm trying to catch up on all the podcasts. Yeah. The last one I listened to was your mini-sode with Caitlin French, the designer of the Emma's Baby Blanket. I was so delighted that you had her on as I found her pattern on Ravelry and am planning on knitting up the blanket for my cousin who's expecting her first baby this summer. That is fantastic. I also appreciate that you recognize knitting in general. Most podcasts, I think, wouldn't think twice about knitting, and knitting is something that is a big part of my life. And the fact that you made a special podcast about it really tickled me. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who appreciated it. Keep up the good work, Genevieve. And she has a knitting site,
awesome.
Blog. So I will link to that in the show notes. So,
yay.
You know, again, we see things kind of falling in together. And I got this email today. So, I don't need much to kind of line up, and I go, okay, well, that's what we need to do.
No, so. And we're very happy about the fact that Genevieve has found us.
Yeah, yeah, thank you so
that's
much.
Awesome. And by the way, excuse me, my next project, I believe, is going to be Emma's baby blanket.
Excellent.
I'm ready to start that soon.
So this is really cool. 26 listeners live here and 292 comments. Amazing.
That's awesome.
Amazing. So this is the last email from Trista.
Hey, Trista.
And here it is. Hi, Jeff and Colleen. First of all, I just want to say that I'm loving the podcast and the both of you more and more each day. Thank you so much for creating this community. I believe that all your fans are so grateful to have found a podcast that truly appreciates the feedback. You speak to us and not just each other, which makes your podcast truly stand out. You all deserve the recognition and more. Also, I believe you earn tons of gratitude for doing so much to make the podcast and blog better with every passing day. We can tell your hearts are in it and it shows. You continuously say that you couldn't do it without us. But without your desire to go beyond the limits, there would be no reason for us to be there to contribute. So thank you again for all you do. That's very, very kind.
And, it is.
Way back at you and all the listeners, because it's
totally.
It's a shared thing for sure.
It is.
With that said, I wanted to add that I wanted to call in for a while, but if I'm being honest with myself, I'm a bit scared to. That's too bad. You don't need to be scared.
Yeah.
I'm a writer, not a speaker, but I'll call in eventually. Okay.
Okay.
Take your time. A little step at a time. That's good.
We're happy either way.
So I've had a theory in mind for a while, and I believe that this has been touched on before, but I want to go a bit further. In Skin Deep, we see Rumpelstiltskin go nuts when Belle confesses her love for him. he says that his power means more to him than she does. While I think he was lying when he said this, I also think that maybe he is making the sacrifice necessary to keep his power. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If he loses his power, Regina will win, and that's exactly what Regina wants. I believe that she has something that belongs to Rumpelstiltskin. Maybe he made a deal with her at one point, and now he's paying. I think he's actually good, but has a similar mentality to the queen when it comes to getting what he wants. He will sacrifice anything to get what belongs to him, but unlike Regina, he is doing it for good, even if ultimately it's for selfish reasons. There are some great theories on the forum about this and more that I believe everyone should check out. And I do want to take just a second and say, please go check out the forum.
Mm-hmm.
It's at forum.onceuponatimepodcast.com. Really easy to get there. And you could just look. You could just kind of browse through everything. You can make a post as a guest, and we're going to get into that right now. Talk a little bit about that. Speaking of the forum, she continues, I want to talk a bit about it. First of all, everyone must go there and sign up. Pretty please. There's a lot to see, but there could be so much more. The spam is no longer an issue. Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's me saying that. Thank goodness.
Yes.
So all the content is by users only. In order to keep it that way, we have to approve all guest topics. And that means if you're not registered and you add something, it has to be approved by normally Trista. Sometimes I come in and approve a couple, but normally it's Trista. We also approve the first three posts made by each user. So if you want to make a post and don't see it right away, please be patient. As soon as we see it, we will approve it. After three posts, you have the freedom to post whatever you like. Please read the rules before posting. Pretty please. I wrote them just to keep everything running smooth. And I don't want to have to remind anyone about them. But it's there. There is a spoiler code that can be used. And what that means is you can highlight your spoiler. There's a button at the top of the edit box where you put in your information for the forum. And if you highlight it and you click on spoiler, it will put special brackets around it so that when you save your
post,
that there is a button that is right above your spoiler information, and no one will ever read it until they press that button.
Mm-hmm.
And then it exposes.
Right.
So anyway, so please use that. That's very, very, very important to use that spoiler button. Let's see here. Please use this when posting anything about the show that has not been seen as yet. To be safe, use the spoiler button until at least midnight Eastern time Sunday night, which is the same as 9 p.m. Pacific time.
Yes.
We welcome everyone to create their own topics and discuss whatever is on your mind. If you have ideas and suggestions for the forum, just say so. Whatever accommodations can be made to make the forum more easy or user-friendly is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what I'm getting at is the more the merrier. So please join now. We would love to see you all there. I heartily agree with everything that she said.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to end it here. I could go on for days. Thank you so much for making so many outlets for your fans. I can't wait to hear tonight's podcast, Trista. And Trista, thank you so, so much. She does a fantastic job. And it was bumpy at the beginning. But I just want to thank her for hanging in there. So, we have some games too. There's a Storybrooke radio station game. And so what I decided to do is you can put in songs that deal with something in Storybrooke, like Hungry Like the Wolf, right? Mm.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Some fun songs that are real songs, but
yes,
they touch. I Shot the Sheriff, fun little something. So and that's been going on for a while. And
burning down the house,
burning down the house, and yeah, and Manny's over there a whole lot in the forum. And also we have an alphabet game, which I don't know, it may have run its course, but it's an A to Z of things in Storybrooke or Fairy Tale Land. And, you know, I never want those types of things to get so kind of fact and, you know what I mean? Have a little fun with it, you know.
Stretch a little bit.
And, you know, it's like Z could be, you know, Zesty Regina's Garden Gnome. You know what I mean? So, yeah, if you've never heard about or have heard from or read anything about Regina's Garden Gnome, you have got to go to gnome.onceuponatimepodcast.com. Now, yeah. Believe it or not, this garden gnome has a way of speaking to Henry. And Henry takes down the answers to our questions that we send over there to him. And Henry emails me. And so I post yes. the answers from Regina's garden gnome. And let me tell you, there are some crazy, crazy questions. So
yes, I've heard there's some pretty crazy questions.
So and I hope all of you do. Mm-hmm. That you want to email your questions to the Regina's Garden Gnome. And there's been questions like, what's your middle name? you know,
what is his middle name?
What's
his first name?
Garden.
Garden.
Zesty. That's his middle name. And he doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't want to explain what the little middle name's all about.
Okay.
So it's Garden Zesty Gnome.
Okay.
But people have asked him about, what's going on? Can he see in the window of the house? And what's his favorite day of the week? And it has something to do with Ruby. And, you know, so what's he hiding under his hat? So there's been a lot of really fun questions to the garden gnome. So,
okay.
But yeah, you know, I want to do more kind of fun little things. And this whole knitting section is really exciting.
Yes,
and,
it is.
The videos, I think, are really going to be incredible. And also, it was mentioned, I do want to do some kind of experiment and tests with Pinterest to see about how we can kind of work with that. Because I think Pinterest is mostly photographs.
So. Yeah, I think it's, I haven't been over there, but I've heard that it's pinning things to what you like, kind of like almost like a cork board of sorts.
Yes.
A virtual cork board.
So I want to do a little more research about it, but I'm very interested in it. And so that's about that.
Nice.
So I think we will end the show there.
Okay. And for anybody who wants to keep track, I'm a row and a half from finishing my first washcloth, and I'll bind it off and weave in the little tail that I created, and it'll be done. And I'll try and post some photos up on the websites and stuff, because on Ravelry specifically, and I'll probably post it on Twitter too. But yeah, because it's doable, it's feasible.
Yep.
So
big love to everybody. Yep. I see Films About Ghosts on the chat room. Hi there. Missed you last week, I believe.
Yeah.
Yep. I think 2 weeks. Anyway, thank you so much for everyone. Big love to everybody that's in the chat room.
And those who are listening that we don't know
yeah,
that are listening.
Yeah. Thanks. And big love to you. Please have a great weekend. Big love to the cast and crew of Once Upon a Time that's listening.
Yep.
We love you guys, all of you, ladies, guys, everybody that's involved in this show. We are having so much fun, and we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for bringing this show to us. Mm-hmm. It is just fantastic. So thank you so much for that. So a big love to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sick, please take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And we'll send some prayers or good thoughts or whatever you'll accept. That's what we'll send to you. Get to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rest up and take care of yourself. So, and Lost Unanswered, thank you so much for dropping by.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. And you got to check that show out on Mixlr.
Hi there, this is Wayne Henderson, the voice of the Once Upon a Time fan podcast. Check out my voice acting services at mediavoiceovers.com. Thanks for listening, and now back to the show.
So that's it. We go up from here. Just hold on. This is really going to be an incredible next couple of months.
Yes.
So you wait and see.
It will be awesome. Now, tomorrow there's no show.
Yep.
And before everybody starts throwing things in the chat room, because believe me, I feel like throwing things too. It's Oscar night tomorrow night. Stupid Oscars. So we won't be recording tomorrow night since there's no first thoughts.
Yep.
But you said you're going to probably post out the interview.
Yeah, I'm going to post out the interview with Kaylee the Pete.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about fan fiction and give you a whole new way to experience and enjoy Once Upon a Time. Very excited about it.
Yes.
Lots of romance and lots of really cool ways to see the characters that you enjoy in new stories. So
yeah,
that's fantastic.
So in the meantime, since there's no show this week, if you have any other thoughts or what have you, please feel free to call them into our voicemail.
Yep. Yeah, the voicemail number is 657-333-0626.
Awesome.
And send the emails to feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. Mm-hmm. And excellent. So share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with people that you think would enjoy this podcast. We certainly have room for more. So anyway, that's it. Take care, guys. And we will talk to you next week.
It's awesome. See you guys.
We're just a click away. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.